I've got three staff that do an amazing job and one that always underperforms. The problem is, the one that underperforms has been with me the longest. I just want to sack them. What do I do?
All right, I can see it's a sensitive question. It's come from somebody who's a fan of the show, so probably quite smart to send it through privately. Three going well, one that isn't. Yeah, it's pretty common in a team to have that one anomaly. It's also kind of common that the worst performer has been around longest or is closest to you because, I don't know, familiarity breeds contempt. They just feel like they don't have to work hard. They feel like maybe just their time with you ends up being the thing that, you know, is like the reprieve for bad performance, which, of course, it never is. All right, so you just want to sack them, and I get that, but that can't be the first place we go to, all right? They're a human being, we're believers, we've got to treat people kindness, fairness, justice, those things, right? So here's a bit of a kick in the teeth. When I hear that, the first place I go to in my mind is what's the leadership like? Not them, not their performance or lack of performance. The first place I go to is leadership. Are they being directed? Are they in a culture that rewards good behavior? You know, has the leader been clear on expectations, or is it like most business owners where, you know, they say something once, they think they were incredibly clear, the other person's got no idea what that meant, but they said yes anyway, okay? So the first place I go when I look to blame someone or find the reason, I first look to leadership, not the person. I second look to the system and not the person. I look at the system in place and I go, have we given them a system to succeed? Now the answer could be yes, because three are doing well and one isn't, okay? And I'm trying to answer this for the greater audience. First I look to leadership, have you let yourself down? Then I look to the system, all right? Have I given them tracks to run on to succeed? If the answer is yes to those, then we finally look to the person, okay? And if we look to the person and they're doing something wrong, before we sack them, we've got to give them some rope. We have to give them some rope. And you may have already given them rope in your little way, but not rope in a structured way. I get to the point where I want to sack them, I will give them one last lifeline. And I will say, I'll call them into a meeting. I'll say, we're going to do a program called Average to Awesome. You're currently average. I want to get you to awesome. And then I would set out some milestones. What does awesome look like over the next 4 weeks? We're going to get you from here to here. You know, it could be sales numbers, could be productivity, could be whatever, a whole bunch of indicators. And then so this is where we are. This is where we're going to be in 30 days. We're going to break that down into four lots, 4 weeks. So next week on Friday, you and I are going to have a meeting and we will have done these things better. And then in 2 weeks, we're going to have a meeting on the Friday. We will have done these things better. And by week three and by week four, then you'll be awesome. Okay. And we set that all out and we write it on a bit of a document and we both agree to it. And then we book a meeting for the next Friday. Next Friday rolls around. We pull the document out. Now I'm not having to go at anybody. We're reviewing the document we both agreed to. You said you would do this, this, and this, and this. Yes, you've done it. Excellent. Now remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Go do it next week. See you then. Or this, this, and this. You're falling over. Like you didn't pick your game up. You're still turning in late. You're still gossiping about us. You're still on your Facebook half of the day. So week one, fail. Let's meet next week. Next week, so you're failing again. So if you have to, you get to week four, you can let them go because it's all documented. You've counseled them. You've tried to help them. Okay, if they ever go to Fair Work and have a whinge, you've got a whole bunch of documentation to supply to say they needed to go. Or they toe the line and they were just trying to get away with it. But the third option is the most common one, is that they can't toe the line. And during that time, it becomes so almost embarrassing that they vote themselves off the island, okay? And that's an interesting switch that you really wanna make. By making it really clear, by letting them see that they're failing on their plan, they decide to quit. And that's a much better option than you having to sack them. Because our Labor government ruined our IR laws from a business person's perspective and put too much of the onus onto the employee. That's my opinion. So that's how I would do it. First, look to leadership. Secondly, look to the system. Refine those, make them better. If they are fine, then put the person through a process. And if you have to sack them, great. But we don't want to. That, you know, it costs time, it costs money, it's a huge amount of energy. We want them to work out. We want to do everything we can to get them to work out. Firstly, because we want to be interested in them as people and we want them to prosper and we want them to do well. And secondly, the business. You know, it's upheaval when you've got to get rid of somebody, find a new one, take people to train them and so forth. So we want to give them every opportunity to perform. But if they can't, take them back to average to awesome, and move them on. Release them into their next stage of their destiny. Did you know that this show goes onto Facebook, it goes onto YouTube, it goes onto Instagram, it goes onto iTunes, and it goes onto LinkedIn? Do me a favor, would you? Tell more people about the show so that I can spread the message. Love ya. See ya.